Welcome to Play On Gamer episode 28. Topics for discussion include VG Charts claims PlayStation 4 finally outsold PlayStation 1, dev kits are not the final retail console design, Capcom has two secret games to reveal at Jump Fiesta 2020 this month in December, and the last topic of discussion, reminder of award shows in December that will be live streamed. Let's head right into the show. Okay, so December is award season in the video game world. I believe one passed by already. I want to say it's the Golden Joystick Awards happened on December 1st. I'm not really sure. But anyways, here's a reminder of award shows in December that will be live streamed. Now, this one I wanted to talk about yesterday, but unfortunately I couldn't record the podcast yesterday, but this award show is now available for live streaming. Not live streaming. It's available on demand, sorry. Because it was live streamed yesterday. Not actually yesterday. Live streamed this morning. So what I'm talking about is the PlayStation Awards. This took place December 3rd at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. JST time, which in my part of the world would be at 2:30 a.m. So this morning at 2:30 a.m., this award show took place. Now, this award show took place at the Grand Prince Hotel New Tanawa in Tokyo. You can watch a ceremony on PlayStation Japan's YouTube page. Now, I don't have the winners, but I can tell you about the awards that were being presented. I think before that I end this podcast, I'll probably update you with the winners if I could find a translated description in English. So here's some of the awards being presented and descriptions. We got the Platinum Prize, which is software titles, downloadable software titles with an accumulated shipment quantity, including downloaded quantity of over 1 million copies. Gold Prize, software titles with an accumulated shipment quantity of over 500,000 copies. PlayStation Network Award, top three network sales titles will be awarded from December 1st to December 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019. PlayStation 25 anniversary, PlayStation 25th anniversary users choice awards. Sorry. This is the top five titles which have won PlayStation awards in the last 24 years will be voted by Japan and Asia users. PlayStation VR award, three titles that contributed to the sales of PlayStation VR from October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019, excluding last year's winning titles. And the final award that was presented at this event is Indies and Developer Award. Three titles that contributed to the expansion of PlayStation from October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019, excluding last year's winning titles. And before I end this show, I'm going to see if I can find a translated result of winners, and then I'll just include it into the show. Now, the next award show is the Game Awards. This takes place on December 12th, 2019 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, for the most part, you can watch the Game Awards live on YouTube. Now, for international availability, I heard that the award show last year internationally was shown on various platforms such as Weibo in China and I think Niku Niku in Japan, and also on some television stations in I believe in China. So check out the GameAwards.com for international availability if YouTube streaming ends up being restricted for viewing in your region. Tickets are still on sale for the event taking place at the Microsoft Center in Los Angeles, California. Show starts at 5:30 p.m. if you're attending in person. I won't go through the awards. The announced highlight of the show will be a performance by Green Day. Okay, so the first topic of discussion is VG Charts claim PlayStation 4 finally outsold PlayStation 1. Now, recently, VG Charts published an article that said, according to their estimates, the PlayStation 4 has finally outsold the lifetime sales of the PlayStation 1. Here's a tiny URL link to the article. It can be found at tinyurl.com/u23zqzl. Now, let's get into how VG Charts came to their estimate. VG Charts said, and I quote, "Sony recently announced lifetime shipment figures for the PlayStation 4 have surpassed 102.8 million units as of September 30th, 2019. That puts shipment figures ahead of the lifetime sales of the original PlayStation and Nintendo Wii. The PlayStation 4 sold 371,272 units for the week ending November 23rd, 2019 to bring its lifetime sales to 102.53 million units. This compares to the original PlayStation with lifetime sales of 102.50 million units." End quote. Now, absent from this published article is any third-party official or reliable or even truthful sources to back up VG Chart's claim. Now, I went to do some research, and from what I found out, Sony Interactive Entertainment, also known as the short form SIE themselves, has not made an official press release regarding PlayStation 4 sales since the last one they made on January 7th, 2019. And on that day, SIE announced that PlayStation 4 sales surpassed 91.6 million units worldwide. And also, they reported that Marvel Spider-Man has sold more than 9 million copies worldwide after the previous holiday season. If, say, come January 2020, if Sony announces the PlayStation 4 did surpass the unit sales of PlayStation 1, and what they say aligns with VG Charts, I believe VG Charts should be more open with how they get to their estimates. So this really shouldn't be a topic of discussion on the show today, but I need to address that the PlayStation 5 dev kit is not the final retail console design for the PlayStation 5. You look at the past couple of dev kits for the PlayStation 4 Pro, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 3. You know, these VCR looking dev kits are not what went to market. And I'm pretty upset at people being misinformed into believing that some person who is not involved in the development of a video game takes a photo of the PS5 dev kit and goes on Twitter to showcase it as it being the actual PS5 and the actual DualShock 5 controller next to it. Now, in a few months, I think we'll all see what the retail console looks like, and here's a little warning towards anyone who acquires a PS5 dev kit from this day forward. From what I hear, those PS5 dev kits need to be authenticated via the internet on a weekly basis by SIE. So, encouraging people, you know, these dev kits, somehow end up in the hands of collectors, but just a little warning, you know, don't waste your money on acquiring this PlayStation 5 dev kit that you're not authorized to tinker around with. You're gonna be left with something if you don't know what you're doing, or if you don't know certain people who can hook you up. You're gonna be left with a really, really expensive brick. Okay, let's talk about Capcom at Jump Fiesta. Capcom is attending Jump Fiesta this year. Jump Fiesta 2020 will run from December 21st to 22nd at the, I hope I don't pronounce this wrong, Makuhara Messe in Chiba, Japan. Capcom has announced they'll be bringing four games to the show, with two being Mega Man Zero / ZX Legacy Collection and Monster Hunter World Iceborne. There are two games which are unannounced, which bring forth many gamers speculating what those two games will be. Now, my guess is one of those unannounced games could be a next generation release. My other guess is either one of these games or both of these games could involve Shueisha Jump Properties, as Shueisha is the sponsor of Jump Fiesta. Bandai Namco Entertainment seems to have a strong hold on the most popular Shueisha licenses. So it would be pretty interesting to see if this Capcom release does involve Shueisha characters. A lot of speculation, a lot of people are saying somehow we're going to get a Capcom versus Jump game, which would be pretty amazing. Capcom being involved with Dragon Ball characters, being involved with Naruto characters, it seems very exciting. So that's all I have to say about this Capcom being at Jump Fiesta 2020. I think it's noteworthy to talk about it, especially if say something like a Jump versus Capcom game comes forth. So stay tuned to the podcast. Stay tuned to Gamers Block on YouTube. I'll provide a follow-up of Capcom at Jump Fiesta 2020 in a couple weeks' time. Okay, so before I end this show, I'm going to give you an update on the winners of the PlayStation Awards from the PlayStation Awards show. And this is very interesting. If you go to the PlayStation Japan YouTube page, they live stream a lot of interesting stuff on that page compared to the American PlayStation page. But for the most part, nothing's translated. But this year's award show was translated in multiple languages. I saw English captions. I saw captions in Korean. So head over to PlayStation Japan's YouTube page to watch the award show. And now, courtesy of Siliconera, here are your winners. Okay, so for PlayStation 25th Anniversary User's Choice Award, top 7 titles that previously won PlayStation Awards in the past 24 years, voted by the users. We got The Last of Us Remastered, Persona 5, Nier Automata, Dragon Quest 9, I believe, Monster Hunter World, God of War, Spider-Man, Marvel Spider-Man. For the Platinum Prize, titles with over a million copies in accumulated shipments, including digital sales in Japan and Asia from October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019. We got Nier Automata, God of War, Marvel Spider-Man, Red Dead Redemption 2, and Kingdom Hearts 3. Gold Prize. This again is titles with over 500,000 copies in accumulated shipments, including digital sales in Japan and Asia from October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019. Pro Evolution Soccer 2019, FIFA 19, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Ace Combat 7, Resident Evil 2 Remastered, Devil May Cry 5, Shadows Die Twice, Shuriko, Monster Hunter World Iceborne Master Edition, FIFA 20, PlayStation Network Award. Top 3 best-selling network titles sold in Japan and Asia from October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019, Fortnite, Monster Hunter World Iceborne, FIFA 19. PlayStation VR Award, top 3 titles to contribute to the sales of PlayStation VR from October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019. If you can guess one title, if I could guess one title, let me guess one title. For sure, I was thinking in my head Astro Bot, but I was thinking if Astro Bot falls within that that sales date of October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019, and unfortunately, why am I saying unfortunately? It does fall in that in between those dates. So awards went to Astro Bot, Rescue Mission, Ace Combat 7, and Beat Saber. Ace Combat 7, I don't believe the whole game's in VR mode. I believe it's only a certain mission that's in VR mode, but I really would like to try it out in VR one day. Indie Games and Developers Award. Top 5 indie titles that contributed to the PlayStation, with titles that were released from October 1st, 2018 to September 30th, 2019. Unravel 2, Hollow Knight, Overcooked 2, Human Fall Flat, Hardcore Mecha. PlayStation 25th Anniversary Special Award. We got Ridge Racer on the PlayStation 1, sorry. Ridge Racer on PlayStation 1, Battle Area Toshinden, Resident Evil, Final Fantasy VII, Metal Gear Solid, Dynasty Warriors 3 on the PlayStation 2, Yakuza on the PlayStation 2, and Monster Hunter Freedom Unite on the PSP. Okay, so those are your winners of the PlayStation Awards 2019. And like I said before, head over to the PlayStation Japan YouTube page. Very, very fortunate for this year. They included subtitles, so you can. I saw subtitles for English. I saw subtitles for Korean. Most likely, there'll be subtitles for like Chinese and other countries. So, head up on the YouTube channel for PlayStation Japan to check out the award show. Okay, so that brings episode 20 of Play on Gamer to the end. Expect this podcast to be updated on a weekly basis from now on. I got some equipment that will enable me to be able to send this podcast out on a weekly basis or on a daily basis should such breaking news come forth. As always, outside of the podcast world, you can find us on the Gamers Block YouTube channel, GamersBlock on YouTube, on Twitter at GamersBlock underscore pro. And that's it for me. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. This is Michael, and I'll see you next time.